Last night, just before midnight, President Obama went to the East Room of the White House and hailed the historic passage of the health care bill.
Tonight, we answered the call of history, as so many generations of Americans have before us. When faced with crisis, we did not shrink from our challenge. We overcame it. We did not avoid our responsibility. We embraced it. We did not fear our future. We shaped it.
The president also noted the enormous political pressures brought to bear on lawmakers who may face political consequences this fall as voters express doubts about the bill. Joining us to talk about the events of the weekend and the potential fallout is NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Mara, welcome.
Good to be here, Linda.
So the efforts of the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will go down in history. It's also a huge win for the president, or is it?
Yes, it's a huge win for the president. This is his legacy. He came into office wanting to do big things. He said he didn't like small ball, and now he has redeemed his number one promise. He said last night, this is what change looks like. And of course, there are a lot of people who doubted he could bring the change he said he would. This is big. This is historic. If it had not passed, the damage to his presidency would have been immeasurable. Whether you think this will improve the lives of Americans or be the first step toward socialism, this is extremely significant. Now, it came at a huge price. The process was messy. People watched this process carefully. They became disgusted with the parliamentary maneuvers and the special deals. Congress ends this debate with an abysmal approval rating, around 17%. The president's approval rating has dropped during this debate. This issue, more than any other, has really revived the right and unified his opponents. But it is a huge victory for him.
So is there anything that could stop this from becoming law?
No, because this bill is finished. As soon as the president signs it, it's going to be the law of the land. The Senate still has to pass the fix bill. But what's going to happen now is the second phase of this huge debate. Republicans are going to push for repeal. There are going to be constitutional challenges. There are going to be state laws barring the individual mandate. They believe Democrats will pay a huge price at the polls in November. They want to make this the number one issue. But Democrats say repeal is a debate they're happy to have. The president will move immediately to go out and sell the bill, explain to people what's actually in it. Democrats feel now that they have a concrete achievement to talk about, they can kind of turn the tide and turn public opinion on this. They say victory matters. Facts on the ground matters. This is now the law of the land, and there are a lot of popular elements inside this bill. Now, what we don't know yet is whether this is the high water mark for the opposition to this bill or not, but we're going to find out.
The Democrats said they had the votes in the Senate to pass that fix bill. What do you think?
Well, Harry Reid says he does, and he only needs 51, so I assume that they do.
Okay. This is the second health care overhaul you've covered. Well, the first one was the failed effort by the Clintons in 1993. Why do you think this one succeeded where that one failed?
Well, I think books are going to be written about that question. College courses are going to be given. But I would say a few things. In retrospect, the deals that Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel cut with industry groups held. Industry groups stayed mostly inside the tent. You didn't have a huge industry-backed effort to kill this. I think that there was a key moment in this after Scott Brown won the Senate race in Massachusetts when some in the White House wanted to scale down their efforts. Even the president suggested he'd pulled back. There's a narrative now emerging that Nancy Pelosi stiffened his spine, pushed for comprehensive reform.
Mm-hmm.
Obama agreed, and he made 92 meetings or phone calls with members,
right,
and it worked. I think there were plenty of moments,
okay,
plenty
and
of
Mara,
mistakes.
Thanks very much. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.